Okay, so we're going to have a guided meditation. Now, if the guided meditation loses you so that it doesn't make sense, or you just can't follow it, then just be quiet. That's probably closer to the point anyway than all this conversation. All right, so let us just quiet ourselves. So I'd like us to start by narrowing our scope of mind to just listening. Just what the ear hears, just listening. So close your eyes and attend to them. A moment to hearing itself. Just hearing. Unfiltered hearing, unfiltered listening. And so you hear the sounds, we hear the sounds, but do we hear the hearer of the sounds? The person listening? You might hear thoughts, you might feel sensations, the mind play that you attribute to the hearer. But do you hear the hearer? You might hear thoughts and feel sensations that you attribute to a hearer, but do you hear the hearer? Do you hear the person hearing? You hear only sound. There is just hearing. We attribute some of the sounds to what is external to us or seemingly external to us. Sounds around us in nature. And some to our internal sounds, our thoughts, gastrointestinal noises, perhaps even our heartbeat. This keeps the world and us in place and relative to one another. But there is no hearer. There is just sound as a totality. We have learned to divide those sounds into external and internal, forming two sides of a boundary. But just let's listen open to both sounds equally. Without placing them inside or outside. And if you do that, the self is not on either side. The self needs the boundary to establish itself. So if you open the boundary, you lose the sense of self, but you gain the wholeness of sound. Sound without a hearer. Sounds without a person hearing. We have been taught that the person listening is the thoughts behind what we hear. But the thoughts are just additional sound, with nothing behind them as the hearer, as the person hearing. So where is the hearer, the person hearing? So we include the thoughts into what we hear. Eliminating the division between the sound and the person hearing. Watch the formation of any new boundary that establishes someone listening, hearing. Just incorporate that boundary by including both sides, and you lose the person hearing. And the hearer is actually just the experience of hearing itself. The hearer, the person hearing, is actually just the experience of hearing itself. In reality, there is just the stream of sound and sensation, and that stream is not split into subject and object. Drop the need to differentiate and just hear. The Buddha said, in the hearing, there is just what is heard. Thought makes the assumption that the hearing is happening from objects that are out there or in here. But that is an assumption because, look as we will, there is just hearing. Let us close this boundary and not confuse it anymore. There is just hearing. We place ourselves as the receiver of the senses, outside of the senses, receiving them. But is that true? Or is there just the sensing? And we're also sensing this sense of a sensor as a thought, as a location somewhere outside of what it senses. We say, I am the seer who sees the world out there. Can we bring those two halves together in just seeing? Are we really the seer who sees the object seen? Does it really involve three separate events? The seer, the seeing, and the object seen? Or is there just seeing? The Buddha said, in the seeing, there is just the seeing. In the hearing, there is just the hearing. If we stop differentiating, stop dividing with our boundaries to keep us safe, and separate, just releasing those boundaries, relaxing them, then we'll see the seeing will know the hearing, will know the seeing, is just the seeing. We've been taught to go to the separate senses as being separate from, but it's all under the same hearing and seeing. We just add ourselves to the mix to keep ourselves protected and safe. Let's throw that in the mix, throw that in the middle of it all. There is the visual field of shape and color, light and shadow. But I cannot see the seer. There may be a sense of something being there, but when my attention is directed towards that something, no one can be found except sensation. Only sensation. Only hearing, only seeing. Now, very gently open your eyes, still in meditation, and look at an object, any object. There is not one experience called desk, and another experience called seeing the desk. There's just the single arising of desk, followed by the knowing of what it is. All seen. When When the mind grabs the knowing of the image of the desk, then memory follows, and then narrative ensues. And I and the desk are born. Now closing your eyes again. All of this arises within awareness. But awareness is invisible. It is and will always remain invisible. The seer and the seeing and what is seen arise out of the invisibility of awareness itself, differentiated, set apart. Awareness doesn't separate anything. It holds all of those equally and as a single event. Just seeing. Just seeing. I'm going to end the sitting with the bell. It's ringing. I'm just not sure you can hear it, and it's ringing. Okay. So we're going to take a break and come back for a final sitting before lunch. So you have 20 minutes to sort of walk through the guided meditation, let it turn over in your mind to let it sink into a deeper level than just thought. And I'll see you back here at 11:30.